you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Tommy Moore, Vincent Townsend, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Charles Correll. You know, in my family, we regard a doctor's prescription as a pretty important thing. We want to have our prescriptions filled by a druggist we know. That's why we take our prescriptions to our Rexall druggist, a man we always depend on for such important things. And you can do the same. Just take your prescriptions to the Rexall druggist in your town or neighborhood. You can depend on him.
Well, George Kingfish Stevens finally got a break. His wife Sapphire and her mother are taking a little trip down to Georgia to visit relatives. You see, the relatives have been threatening to visit them, but Sapphire and her mother decided to beat them to the punch. Right now, they're at the station about to board the train for Georgia.
Well, George, we're going to be gone about 10 days. Now you behave yourself and keep out of trouble.
Oh, yes, Sapphire, of course I will.
And George, don't you be making many goo-eyes at no young hussies while we's gone in.
Now listen, Mama, going away and worrying about a man my age taking up with a young gal. That's like going away and worrying about the stove setting fire to the house after the gas has been disconnected.
Well, you watch it anyway, baldy.
Well, this is a sentimental occasion. I'll thank you not to drag my hairless dome into the conversation.
Well, George, the train leaves in a minute. It's going to be a long trip for Mama and me.
Yeah, and by the way, Sapphire, I brung down this little package for you.
Oh, George, that was sweet of you. Is it something for me to do on the train?
No, it's something for you to do in Georgia. It's my laundry.
Wash it yourself.
Oh, all right. I'll wash it. Don't have to pop me on top of the head with it.
Sapphire, we better get on the train. It's leaving now.
George, this is goodbye for a while.
Yes, honey. I'll be showing right.
Oh, George, you really want me to?
Oh, yes, honey. It don't have to be a long letter. Just slip a check or money order in an envelope now and then. Just let me know what you're thinking of me.
Huh. George Stevens, goodbye.
Come on, daughter, get on the train. We don't want to miss it. Well, yeah, no. So long, son-in-law.
So long, you big fat ox. I say, don't forget that big hat box. Well, I'll hang around the lodge hall here today until 5 o'clock. Maybe some crazy brother might come in here and pay up his back dues. I could sure use the money. Come in. Could I help you, miss?
Yes, I wonder if you could tell me where I could find the, Manhattan Tourist Service. I'm lost.
Oh, yeah, the bus company. Well, you go down to the corner and you turn right you gonna take a sightseeing tour?
Yes. I've never been to New York before, and I'd like to see the town.
Yeah, well, that's nice. The Manhattan Service do a nice job for you. You go down one block, then you turn right, and then, what is they charging you for the tour?
$10 a day.
There's a fair company, all right. Well, you go down one block, You're just going to sightsee for one day, huh?
No, I'm going to be in New York for a week. I'm going to go sightseeing every day.
Yeah, well, you go down to Manhattan Circus, they just went bankrupt.
Oh, dear, what am I going to do?
Well, Miss, by a rare coincidence, you happen to stumble into the offices of the successors of the Manhattan Tourist Service.
Oh, why, that's wonderful. What do you charge?
$10 a day.
Well, you can book me for the tour. My name is Melinda Ann Benson. I'm staying over at the Lenox Arms.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Now, tell you what, you be here at 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning with $10, and then you bring $10 every day and give it to me, and we'll get the tour underway.
Well, will the bus be very crowded?
Bus? You were thinking of the old-fashioned sightseeing tour. He features the deluxe, intimate, personal tour.
Well, how do I go from place to place?
How do you go? You host it.
Oh, a walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be an idea, Pat.
Oh, yeah, it's a great thing. Oh, you're going to love it, flat-footing up the side street, peeking up the alleys and all that stuff. I'll see you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. $10 a day for a week. That's 70 bucks. I wish I could get someone to do the walking part for me, though. Hey, wait a minute. That's a young, pretty girl, and all I need is somebody to walk around town. Just thinking here, if I gets the right gimmick, I shouldn't have no trouble converting Andy into a pavement Romeo.
Well, let me get in the lodge all here and see what the Kingfish is doing. I think what is this sign on his office door here? Secret FBI Spy Employment Office. Foreign agents keep out. Highest prices paid for foreign jet planes. Well, I better see what's going on here.
Hi, Kingfish.
Don't you know better than to walk into a secret government agency without knocking?
Yeah. Is you working for the FBI here?
Yeah, real secret stuff, too. I don't even know who my boss is. All I know him by is his code name. J. Edgar Vacuum Cleaner. That's...
They cover everything, don't they? But what is this about a spy employment agency?
Well, that's my job, Andy. I was recruiting agents for the FBI to track down foreign spies.
Well, that is something, all right.
We just got word that there's a spy right here in the neighborhood now, staying over at the Lenox Arms.
No fooling, Jonah.
Yeah, name is Melinda Ann Benson.
Well, what made them think she's a spy?
Well, the first inkling they got was that she was from Russia. Was when she ordered supper last night. She ordered a New England boiled dinner.
What you mean? That's a real American dish.
Not when you orders it served on a flaming sword.
That do look a little suspicious, don't it?
Oh, and that ain't all, Andy. Last night she brung a party of 12 into the hotel ballroom. And there was something un-American about the dance step that they done.
Yeah, what you mean?
Well, the band struck up a tune and they squatted down in the middle of the floor and done the Missouri Waltz from a sitting position.
Well, that's bad, all right. How are you going about trapping this spy?
Well, Andy, right now, she's making believe that she is a tourist. And while she's going around traversing the country, that's what she pretends she is.
Well, why don't they throw her in the clink?
Well, we got to get the goods on her first.
Oh.
We is planning on disguising a secret agent as a sightseeing guide so that he can pretend to be showing her the sights while he's keeping tabs on her. Now, who could I get you? Let me think.
Yeah, let me think, too. Let's everybody think, yeah. Let me think.
Wait a minute, yeah. Talk about not being able to see the forest for the trees.
What you mean, the trees?
Andy, you is the perfect big fat eucalyptus for the job.
Wait a minute. No, sir. Running around chasing spies, that sound too dangerous for me, honest.
Andy, you'd be doing the FBI a great service.
No, sir. There's liable to be shooting and stuff, and Eli is afraid.
This spy is a beautiful gal with a good-looking figure, too, and a young gal.
Kingfish, shake hands with Fearless Brown.
Yeah. Congratulations, Andy.
Now, what must I do, Kingfish?
You report here at 9 o'clock in the morning, Andy. Then you can start walking Melinda Ann Benson around town and spying on her at the same time.
Yeah, wait a minute, though. What do you mean, walk? Don't I get no automobile?
No, Andy, you was assigned to the FBI, Foreign Spy Division, dismounted.
I see. Well, do I get a badge?
No, Andy, on this assignment, we issued you two rubber inner soles and a box of bunion plasters. That's it.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One famous Rexall exclusive is the time-tested antacid, Bismarex. The carefully balanced ingredients in Bismarex work in a continuous relay for both quick and prolonged relief. First, excess acidity is neutralized, often in less than 1 minute. Then other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease gastric distress, soothe and protect irritated stomach membranes. So for both quick and prolonged relief from acid indigestion, be sure to have Bismarex in your medicine cabinet. That's Bismarex, Bismarex, at Rexall drug stores, everywhere.
I'm so enjoying my trip around New York. I guess I've seen just everything.
Well, Miss Benson, we is covered a lot of territory.
Mr. Brown, what say we sit here on the bench and rest a bit?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Brown, you don't have to sit so far away from me. Sit a little close.
Yeah.
Isn't that much more cold?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Mr. Brown, and you're really awfully sweet.
I is, huh?
You're just one of the cutest men I ever met.
I is, huh?
About one of the handsomest, darlingest men I...
Hold it.
What's the matter?
Let's get out of here before I start double-crossing the whole United States government.
Been showing that Benson gal around town for 4 days now. I'll have $70 by the end of the week. I wonder what's in the local newspaper today. Here's the gossip column. Say, here, our friend Andrew H. Brown has been seeing the sights with a certain cute out-of-town tourist. From the way they've been billing and cooing, looks like they is making beautiful music together. Holy mackerel. Andy liable to spill the beans. Beautiful music. I gotta cut that boy off before he lullaby me out of $70 here.
Come in. It's open.
Oh, good morning, Brother Andy.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. I just soaking my feet here. Since I've been doing all that walking, they really swole up on me, boy. I wonder if the FBI lets you put mustard on your expense account.
Andy, never mind your feast, boy. I come over here to talk to you. And Andy, I want you to look at me not as your superior officer in the FBI, but, well, more as a father to you.
Yeah, well, what's up, Daddy?
It has come to me through certain channels that you has been indulging in the most hideous crime
in the history of the FBI. Spy smooching.
Well, Kingfish, I just can't believe that a sweet gal like Melinda Ann is a spy. And she says she's crazy about me, too.
And I see it all now. She's using the same tactics on you that Mata Hari used on Benedict Arnold. Yep, that's it. She is using her feminine charm to undermine the country.
That is what happened to Benedict Arnold?
Oh, yeah, and Mata Hari done turned poor Benny's head. Yeah, she done led him on so much that when the FBI broke in on him, he was proposing marriage to her and giving her state secrets at the same time. And believe me, Andy, the FBI acted right then and there.
They caught him in the middle of the proposal, huh?
Yes, Andy, Benedict Arnold was the only spy in history that was ever hung in a kneeling position.
Yeah, well, listen, Kingfish, Melinda Ann can't be that type. She is so sweet and gentle.
Well, now, that's just the imprint she give you, Andy. Now, the last agent we had on her trail made the same mistake you did. And one night in Philadelphia, he made the mistake of kissing her. Mm. 2 minutes later, he was dead.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish, what'd she do, shoot him?
No, Andy, the nearest thing we could figure out was that she had a hypodermic needle in her pivot tooth. Yes, Andy. She done fanged the boy into Never Never Land.
Holy smoke, Kingfish. I didn't realize that she was that kind of woman. If she do any spying while I'm around, I'm going to turn her right smack over to the police.
That's the spirit, Andy.
Yes, sir. And if temptation gets too much for me and I feels like smooching with her, I'm going to make her take her bridge work out first.
Say, Andy.
Oh, hello, Amos. Hi.
Where's you been, boy? I ain't seen you around.
Well, via sorry, I can't talk to you, Amos. I ain't talk to nobody these days. I don't want to get hung in no kneeling position.
Andy, I'm afraid I didn't get the gist of what you just said. You said you didn't want to get put in what kind of...
Look, Amos, stop pumping me. Ain't going to get you nowhere. You ain't supposed to know that I was chasing spies for the FBI.
Chasing spies?
Yeah, and this one is a real danger spy. She's worse than that other one, that Macross Harry.
Wait a minute here, Andy. You say you was working for the FBI?
Yeah. And Amos, if you hear anybody eating breakfast on a flaming sword, let me know. Hey, Kingfish, I want to see you right away.
Yeah, well, come on in the office, Andy. What's up, old boy?
Kingfish, you know I've been watching that gal spy, Melinda Ann Benson, like a hawk, don't you?
Oh, yeah, fine work, Andy. Really on the job, boy.
I'll say I is, and I done turned her over to the police this morning.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Andy. Like I said, you done turned her over to the police.
Yes, sir. She says she wanted to see the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and I took her over there. She had this camera with her, and all of a sudden, she started snapping pictures of the battleship. So I done called the police, swore out a warrant, and had her thrown in jail.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, let's calm down here, Andy. You ain't telling me here that you done gone berserk and, had somebody arrested, did you?
Yeah, you see, and listen, if that's Mr. J. Edgar Vacuum Cleaner, tell him what I done, too, will you?
Hello, this is Melinda Ann Benson.
I can explain everything.
You're not gonna explain anything. I got myself a lawyer, and I'm gonna sue you and that Andy Brown for $5,000 for false arrest.
Well, now listen,
I'll see you in court. Goodbye.
Andy, that was Melinda Ann Benson.
Boy, that gal is in plenty of trouble, ain't she? What's my next case, Kingfish?
Well, I think it'll come up in court in a couple of days. Let's go over and see our lawyer, Calhoun.
And now, here is your Rexall family druggist.
During the winter months, I like to remind my customers about a guaranteed Rexall product that can be invaluable in your household. MI-31 is Rexall's famous multipurpose antiseptic. Valuable in winter as a gargle. MI-31 kills germs on contact when used full strength. Useful the year round as an antiseptic of many purposes. MI-31 is an effective mouthwash, breath deodorant, and first aid dressing. Rexall MI-31 is truly the multipurpose antiseptic. Yet you get a full pint at the same price as other brands of smaller quantity. So for your family's mouthwash, gargle, and all-round antiseptic, ask for Rexall MI-31. Available at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Remember, friends, you can depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
Quiet in the courtroom, please. Quiet. Before we proceed with the case of Melinda Ann Benson versus George Stevens and Andrew H. Brown, I request that the lawyer for the defense, Mr. Calhoun, remove his feet from the counsel table.
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just relaxing here. Had a bad night last night. Did get home till 4 o'clock this morning.
Will the attorney for Miss Benson continue with his questioning?
Thank you, Your Honor. And now, Miss Benson, will you tell the court just what happened when you arrived in New York?
Well, when I come up here on my vacation, I intended to visit some distant relatives of my mama's, but I couldn't locate them, so I decided to see New York.
I see. Go on.
Well, these men told me they were sightseeing guides, and they charged me $10 a day and made me walk all over New York. Then right out of a clear blue sky, they had me arrested and thrown in jail.
That'll be all, Miss Benson.
Thank you.
If Mr. Calhoun cares to cross-examine the plaintiff, he may do so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold everything. Be up there in a minute.
Get up there, Calhoun, and go to work.
Yeah, get us out of this mess, boy.
Boys, I'm going to start some firewood. Watch me go into action. I got a question to ask her that'll blow this case wide open. I'll stake my legal reputation on this question.
Will the defense attorney please proceed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Now, Miss Benson, is it not true that under the notorious alias of Two Gun Bronson, you served an 8-year stretch in the Ohio Penitentiary for armed robbery in 1926?
I hardly think so. I wasn't born till 1928.
Well, there goes my legal reputation. That's all. Your Honor, could I call one of the defendants, Mr. George Stevens, back to the stand?
Of course.
Mr. Stevens, come up and take the stand. Step up there, bud.
Yeah. What you want to ask, Calhoun?
Now, Mr. Stevens, when this poor innocent girl first walked into your office, you had no intentions of frauding her out of her savings, did you?
No, sir, I did not.
Well, just when did you get the idea of jipping her?
Your Honor, I object to my lawyer asking me that question.
Yes, Counselor, it does seem a rather peculiar question to ask your client.
All right, no more questions. Get off the stand, bud, while you got a chance.
Your Honor, as attorney for the plaintiff, I'd like to have the other defendant, Mr. Brown, take the stand for a few final questions.
Very well.
He wants you up there, Andy.
Yeah.
Keep your big mouth shut, too, dummy.
Mr. Brown, are you prepared to answer a few questions?
Yeah, long as they're the ones that I rehearsed with my lawyer.
Brown, you'll answer any questions asked you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown, just what reason did you have for causing Miss Benson's arrest?
Well, I had to do it. It was my duty. You see, I is a FBI man.
I object, Your Honor.
On what grounds?
Mr. Brown posing as a FBI man is another crime entirely. I think we ought to find him guilty on this one first.
Your Honor, excuse me, but I'd like to ask a legal question.
Yes, Mr. Stevens?
What can we do to stop our lawyer from defending us, huh?
I think to avoid further confusion, it might be advisable if you withdrew from the case.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to get out of here. My time is valuable. I got 3 more cases I gotta lose yet today. Well, boys, you was on your own.
Your Honor, sir, I wonder if me and Mr. Brown, if we got together with Miss Benson, if we could kind of settle this here thing out of court.
Well, I'm sure if that's agreeable to Miss Benson and to her attorney, it'd be a much better way of settling this case. Yes, the court hereby orders this case be temporarily suspended until such time as...
Well, Andy, here's my host. Thanks for walking me home, boy.
Yeah, well, we sure got out of that mess, didn't we, settling out of court?
Yeah, now all we got to do is lay low till that Melinda Ann Benson gets out of town.
Well, she ain't been able to contact the relatives that you come up here to visit, so she's going back today.
Yeah, well, so long, Andy.
So long, boy, so long.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Is that you, George?
We're home!
Why, Sapphire, Mama, when did you get back from Georgia?
This morning.
Well, did you have a nice trip visiting all your relatives and people?
Oh, well, George, we were disappointed when we got down there. We was looking forward to seeing my cousin Luella's little girl, but she was away.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, but George, we got a wonderful surprise. She done come up here to New York to visit us, and we finally run into her this afternoon at the station.
Oh, here she is. George, shake hands with my little cousin from Georgia.
How do you? Why, it's that horrible sight thing, man.
Melinda Ann Benson, oh no, hold on.